Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'd like to start the show with a song. New you. This song is being offered by Dwayne Hepner to creation for those wanting to establish a real connection to the real universes. It's like a beginning first steps to sincerely show the real guides, universal guides, that you really do want to have a connection to get real guidance and a real education, what life's all about, why we're here. And it's like a person can sing the new you song for 15 minutes to themselves each evening before they go to sleep and see what life shows you in your dreams or in your waking state. Today we have Dean Val of Nations United Universal University with us, and we have Lila, and we have maybe Claudia. Sandy and Claudia. And Claudia, a seer involved with the new presentation too. So today I was thinking we could talk about this new presentation for anyone that might be first hearing about it on this Blog Talk Radio connection. There's so much about this Blog Talk information that's very important about what life's about, why we came here, and we're trying to share this new presentation. I'll read just a little bit of one of a paragraph of one of Dwayne Hepner that goes by Dwayne, that great writer, in on his books of The Amazing Romantic Adventures. This is a little bit in book 6 of Your Dream Visions. The world of humans has become so much more judgmental than realistic. I am constantly judged by what I write and say, which is fine, but the reality of saying and writing something does not always give a proper explanation of what is being presented. From all that I am writing and telling others, the basic and bottom line is, I am providing real guidance. So this is what this new presentation is presenting. It's real guidance. And there's so many things involved about different realms, like the physical and the astral and the causal and the mental and the etheric and a deep dark border and real universes, where we're all actually real beings of light, free beings. Here we're on a prison planet as slaves to aliens. I guess the ones that have mainly have us enslaved is the reptilians. But anyway, maybe our Dean Val would like to talk a little bit about this new presentation that's being offered here in creation. Val, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Tim. Yeah, let's start with, it's a real challenge for us on our side to present this, because it's there's actually nothing that relates to here on the planet or in creation that relates to anything that we're presenting. So that's our challenge. How do we relate this to people? So we start with, Dwayne decided to start with the environment because, well, most people can at least consider the environment. So it's something they can relate to directly because it does, the weather relates to them. The food grown here, it's something that's up front there for them. Whether they support, the planet and the green growth and clean air and clean food, that's another thing, but at least they can relate to it. So we start with that. And then I'm reading here off Dwayne the Great Writer .info, and this talks about the New Presentation Foundation that he established, which is a nonprofit 501c3. It's another way for us to be normal people and see how people relate to us. We have a nonprofit. And here in the beginning it says, "Wake up with us. We support and preserve the wonderful and real all-natural environment supporting us. We are wonderful worldwide educators." And then you can go to worldwideeducators.com to find out more of what the projects are about, what we're doing in the world. Our real focus is the natural environment for all. So this is, the focus is more than actually the environment, but that's where we start for people. Because we are all over the place, all over the galaxy, you could say. We are aware of what's going on with the other planets and universes and life levels. So that's kind of cool for some people. It might attract them and give them a bigger view right then and there. Right here in the physical, we're interested in real food, real water, real air, and what makes sense, because these things support us. The children are the future now. The children are the future with what you decide now. You are the answer. Real guidance and a real education from the real side, life is like no one else. So what, and here again, there's more, recognize the real you as a free being of real light, seeing the new you and become more aware, become a real community sponsor. There is a website you can go to besides DwayneTheGreatWriter.info. You can go to www.thenewpresentation.org. It's www.thenewpresentation.org, and N-U is spelled N-U. And another one here that is current here is turfclub.club. turfclub.club. And that's the one where it talks about the rainforests and developing and creating rainforests and helping the world to offset what's going on with all the fires, especially right now. I just read, Tim, that there's fires in Angola, South Africa. When you look at the fire map, it's just red. It's a big block of red. And there are even more acres being burnt than there are in the rainforest in the Amazon. And it was mentioned too that even Siberia, the Arctic, Alaska, these places that are normally not—they don't have anything like wildfires, and these places are on fire too. So there's obviously something going on funny here. And we're not political or religious or spiritual or metaphysical or transcendental or anything like this. But we just tell it like it is. We're just sharing what's going on. And the new presentation is the format that we use to present at this point, present what we're sharing. And also we cover Well, basically, the whole thing is becoming more aware, if you want to just give it a total, bottom line. It's about becoming more aware, and that in itself will help a person. It'll benefit the person by, they'll be able to make better choices. They'll be able to see what's going on around them. They'll actually have a better survival position here and in other levels. And we are multidimensional. We do, like I said at the beginning, we cover all of creation. And that's basically in a nutshell there. I know Claudie's on too, and I think she has probably something to share too with that. Are you there, Claudie?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I would like to share a few thoughts about what's going on in the Amazon. My partner that I work with is Sandra, and she was working on trying to cool the water by contacting the elementals there and talk to the elementals that travel in the wind to ask it to slow down, one, for that hurricane that's out there in the Atlantic, and two, to cool down the area so that this fire can be extinguished or put out. And we were hoping for rain. We were making a deliberate effort to bring rain to the whole series of fires along the Amazon River. We do this at night when we sing the new you for 15 minutes at night and 15 minutes in the morning, and we place our intention there that this fire or this hurricane or whatever calamity is on the earth at the moment be extinguished or put out. It's a simple little thing between you and you.
Oh, wonderful.
Gives you a chance to communicate with nature. All the nature that we have on this planet that's left, we have to preserve it, protect it, and help it because it sustains us. So in doing this kind of effort to help the planet and all the 8 billion people living on it, we have nowhere else to go, so we better take care of our home and keep it clean. No chemtrails, no GMO foods, no poisoned water. The more that we work or put effort into it, and you can go on the internet or hear it on the news of people, children especially, trying to save their planet for their future. It's a short time that we have. Oh, you say 70 years is a short time? Yes, it is. 70 years is a very short time, but a lot can be accomplished and done with this opportunity presented by Duane the Great Writer. His books are available. You can get a lot of hints and comparisons with the real world with the literal world. The literal world is made up from our ideas that we have agreed to. If we change our agreements, we can change our environment. Thank you.
Thanks, Val and Claudie. Yes, this is very important stuff that we're trying to share about life. Is there anyone else that would like to express something about the new presentation with us?
What are you looking for?
Lila, are you there?
Books.
Lila.
Legacy's books.
I think she's got a caregiver with her.
Yeah.
Hi, Lila.
You
forgot to mute, I think.
I find.
Okay, I think Ariana's on too. Are you there, Ariana?
Yeah, hi, this is Ariana. She doesn't have the capacity to mute. She has a home phone.
Oh, yeah. Immunity.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she get?
Yeah, she was waiting for the care provider. But like Claudia was saying about the elementals, I had thought of that, and then it slipped my mind. Must have been the aliens. But ever since I was three, I've had a connection with the Undines, the elementals of the water, and I need to get back in touch with them. And it's something we can all do, is to send out love to them and help them direct towards that. And I did see that hurricane on satellite, and apparently some dark forces are sending it up towards the Gulf, towards Florida. But meanwhile, there's a bunch of dust coming in all the way from the Sahara. They've been sending waves and waves of the Saharan dust storms into the Gulf. And some of it has gone into Arizona, some into Arkansas, and making people sick and everything. They want to make their country green over there again. So that's one of those reasons. But if they would just dump it in the Atlantic, it would be a little better. Anyway, yeah, that hurricane, maybe we can help the, okay, the Siths are the air elementals. Maybe they'll also help and overcome what the dark forces are putting out to control all these weather situations. Mother Nature should be able to come back against all that. That's what Dwayne had said. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be focusing on that too. Thanks, Claudie. Talk to you later. Bye. I'll be on standby here.
Great.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Ariana. Is there anyone else that wants to mention anything about the new presentation? Okay, then let's discuss some stuff about what Dwayne is presenting. I'll read a little bit more from New Book 6, Your Dream Visions. He says, I have always worked with this world, and I am still doing it. But what I am presenting relates to real freedom. And not just getting ahead financially, which will only last momentarily. Another psychological position people have set up for themselves is to where they go for the big ideas and let their belief and faith be in the background to take care of itself. As a person relies on others to take care of them with their belief, with those who know nothing about the true reality, one is keeping themselves asleep to better possibilities. This information that Dwayne is providing, these hints about life, sounds like we've all been through thousands and thousands of different lifetimes, experiences. And we come to the what we are right now, this opportunity, this new presentation being shared by the wonderful worldwide educators to help people get out of this human farming prison planet. Sure, we would like to have clean air and clean water and good healthy food to be healthy beings in the physical. But we're having this cause that the reptilians are doing on this earth, this little speck of dust in the physical realm. They have all kinds of ways that they're enjoying torturing, making humans suffer through wars and controlling mankind in so many different ways. They poison our air. They poison our water. They mess with natural food and make it not healthy like it is naturally. So we're having to deal with all these things in this physical realm that we all have to go through, experience, to have a comparison of what isn't real in the real universes. So this guidance that's being provided by Dwayne, the great writer, Dwayne Hoepner, the new UUU song are beginning steps to connect. And then there's the books that are being offered or available through lulu.com, the Amazing Romantic Adventures books. I think there's 9 of them available that a person can get and find out what they have to say about what's real, find out for themselves, test the new use sessions. And it's just that this world that we're existing and experiencing right now is going through such terrible things happening to it, whether it's the fires or the wars or the diseases, starvation, and all of the things that take place in this world that are actually what a person would think of as a place to compare Earth to would be hell in a lot of ways. And that we're being offered a way by sharing and trying to support those that are supporting us in this natural environment to turn our way into the real universes, where there is no authoritarians, brutalitarians, no governments that control us. We're free there. It's almost what you'd say is the opposite of what we experience here in the physical realm. There's things that so much of us haven't been aware of, like these different bodies that we have. We know this physical one that we have, but then we have the astral, which relates to the emotions, and then we have a causal that relates to the memory, and we have the mental, our mind, what we think, and our ideas. We have an etheric body too, realm, that is like the subconscious, our intuition, and then there's this deep dark border, like an eggshell from creation, that separates us from the real universes. And without the real guidance and the real education and the assistance of the real guides, we're not going to make it through this eggshell, this deep dark border, into the real universes, which means that we just keep coming back into this these creation realms, reincarnate over and over. And it's getting worse and worse, as we've all seen, even in our lifetime now. about this new technology. It looks like the reptilians are going to make it so that the human bodies won't die. They'll fix them and just to continually be their slaves for what they want us for, whether it's food or living off our emotions. So it's up to each one of us if we want to find out for ourselves if there's a way not to be human slaves for the reptilians anymore, or whether we think this is all okay and I'm going to stay this way and not become aware of the possibility that there's an awful lot better life than we know of. It's a big opportunity that's being offered right now to not take for granted. Because if you think things are bad or you've had bad experiences in this physical now, it sounds like they're going to be a lot worse if you have to keep coming back. That this is the good old days compared to what's coming. So this effort's being put out to try to share with others so they can become aware of what's really going on and earn their way in out of this creation stuff into the real universes. We're all eternal beings. So I guess we're always going to be. Is there anything anyone else would like to say today?
You know, I really think that most people are aware that things are getting pretty bad. They are aware of it, but the government is taking over, and the laws that they make all sound good, but they turn into nothing but rules, and we have to abide by them. And I think people are aware, but then they say, well, what can I do? You know, and I really feel that if people would just really get together and say, well, what can we do, you know? This opportunity that Duane Hepner has presented us with is, you know, they could look at this, at what he's presenting, and seeing what a golden opportunity this is. Read the books, become aware, and if they don't believe it, which most of the people don't, then they're going to come back again and again. And I feel that with the new technology that's happening here, everything is new. And the robots are increasingly becoming more aware and more lifelike. Will we be taken over by robots? This world will become, it seems to me, more robotized, and they will become more lifelike. Are people ready to look at that? I mean, these are possibilities, true. But why not? People just want they want to ignore what's going on. They just don't believe it. I wish there was some way that, we just have to keep on keeping on, that's all.
Thank you, Lila. I'll add a little bit more of what Duane has wrote in New Book 6, Your Dream Visions. The process one must go through of thousands of lifetimes to eventually arrive here and now to get the real connection is almost insurmountable. But the real guides are always with those who are sincere in their approach, and will stay with them until the moment comes when the new student has earned their wings and is totally free in the real universes. It sounds to me like the hint is that everyone on this earth or in creation needs to become a new student. This opportunity to become a new student is actually the most important thing in their life. So that's what we're trying to share, is this presentation, this new presentation to others, so that they can find a way to earn their way into the real universes. And we have many projects too in the new presentation, to be having a purpose with your life while you're getting this real guidance and real education to earn your way into the real universes, like the what Val was mentioning about the creating rainforests on Earth and the all solar research vessel to clean the oceans and to have much guidance for mankind that needs it about their housing and their food supply and all kinds of different things that a person can become involved in this new presentation, to have a real purpose here in this life. So, is there anybody else that would like to mention anything today?
Yes, Tim.
Yeah, go ahead, Val.
No, we don't promote hope, faith, and belief, but there has to be a little bit of faith in order to jump into this, or at least take a look. If not faith, then curiosity, or something that would make a person, or maybe they're at the end of their line, you know, end of their wits, and they have nothing else to go to. Whatever it is, it's going to take a little bit of a move out of their normal zone and into something that is unknown to them, because this is not, again, like I said before, it's not anything they can relate to. So that's why we bring up these projects. We're doing these things on the planet so people can get into the projects, and then if they want to go further into becoming more aware with their own real awareness, then they can do that. And nothing's ever wasted. I mean, everything they've done for the planet, if they've done anything environmental, is not wasted. It's brought them to this point where they've found the new presentation. They've, in a sense, earned it to be present here and have the opportunity to get involved. So it's just really makes sense. It's very practical. It's very real. There's no hocus pocus here. It's just being real with what's going on right now on the earth. And if a person can just do that, which apparently it's hard for a lot of people to get over their distorted, self-convinced attitudes about things, but if they could put out to the universe or to life that they really want to see what's going on, life will respond. And the aid to do that with is the new you. They sing the new you before bed, 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes before bed or during the day. They'll have that connection and life will show them what's real and where they can go next. And the last thing, we're not deciding where they go next. They have a choice all the time. Each person has free will. So this is the neat thing about this. It's no restrictions. It's real freedom, real love. And that to see that, and it's not, oh, you could say you earn it, but it's more, it's a recognition now than earning it. It's just recognizing it. But to recognize it, yes, you do have to do some so-called work And that's, I don't mean work in the coal mines. I mean getting through yourself. You have to, like, look at what you have thought to be reality and what you've thought to be true and all the agreements you've made with people and things and organizations and what you might think is God. These things have to be inspected and looked at, but you have help now. With the new you, you have help. Life and the real guides will help for you to see what you need to see to get through yourself and get through life here into the real universes and into the real freedom and real love that you really want. You know, everybody really wants that for themselves, but they don't see it. That's it, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Val. I was just noticing some more when you're talking about real love, of what Duane has given us a hint of in New Book 6, Your Dream Visions. I'll read a little more of what he's wrote. Real love is the essential reality each original being of light, the new, is desperately searching for. As all of us have come from the heart of the great reality, and then having to go through the psych process, all are wanting to once again find the real source, the all is. It is truly a hardship for the real you to find the real guides, but this is where the strength and patience of endurance shows up. The true reality, along with the real guides, wants the new to have great strength to handle the awesome position that is expected of one as a Tua, true universal agent. The process one must go through of thousands of lifetimes to eventually arrive here and now to get the real connection is almost insurmountable, but the real guides are always with those who are sincere in their approach and will stay with them until the moment comes when the new student has earned their wings and is totally free in the real universes. So I read that again. Because it's just, these books are providing so much information about life. We're so fortunate to even be. We should be very thankful, even though life is very hard on us. It seems like many times, all these experiences that we don't want to have any more of. But I guess by them, we have a comparison to see how good life can be compared to how bad it seems like it can be. Unless somebody else has something to say, maybe we'll just finish up with singing the new you song. Is there anything anybody else would like to say today? I guess we could start with Claudie, if you'd like to sing the new you first.
Yes, sir. New you. Thank you.
And Val?
New you.
Lila, are you there? And Sandy, are you still?
Just Ariana, no Sandy.
Oh, Ariana? Thanks, Val.
New you.
New you. thanks everybody for sharing this new presentation information. We'll see ya.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
see
you.
Ya.
It's been wonderful.
See ya.
It's really wonderful. We all need to listen carefully.